Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the day begins with mild temperatures under clear skies. In Tel Aviv, it's a bright and sunny morning. Jerusalem is also enjoying pleasant weather, with cool breezes adding to the refreshing start. In Haifa, the day promises warmth and sunshine, perfect for those heading outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last half hour, Israel Hayom reports that the IDF has eliminated a Hamas terrorist in Gaza. The individual was involved in holding hostages and participated in a release ceremony. Also, Maariv reveals new details about the same elimination. The IDF confirms the terrorist was among 8 eliminated in Nuseirat and was involved in keeping hostages captive. Also this hour. Unet shares that Israel has warned Syria about Turkey's plans to expand its military presence in Idlib. This follows a recent airbase strike. Separately, JTA reports that California's Isha Wahab has defeated an AIPAC-backed candidate in a tight race. The pro-Israel lobby invested heavily in the election. And finally, from earlier today, Forward reports that the remains of Yehuda Katz, an Israeli soldier missing since the 1982 Battle of Sultan Yaqub, have been found. Reaction has been swift on social media. Balaz News posted 3 hours ago about flooding on the Belt Parkway in the United States, highlighting severe weather impacts. Amishai Stein, an Israeli journalist, shared high-quality footage today of the aftermath from Israel's recent strike on a Syrian airbase. Arsen Ostrovsky, a human rights lawyer, criticized the lack of international response to violations of humanitarian law by Hamas, questioning the silence of global organizations. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the elimination in Gaza. According to Israel Hayom, Sabi Sami Mahmoud Shahatat, a Hamas squad commander, was killed by the IDF. He played a role in the October 7th massacre and held hostages. This action underscores Israel's ongoing campaign against key figures in Hamas, aiming to dismantle its military leadership. Turning to the tension in Syria, as reported by Ynet, Israel's ambassador to Syria, Yeshiel Leiter, condemned Turkey's military expansion plans in Idlib. Turkey's actions are seen as a violation of regional stability. The warning comes as Ankara denies any such expansion, accusing Israel of misrepresenting their intentions. This situation could escalate regional tensions further. Meanwhile, in U.S. politics, JTA reveals that progressive candidate Aisha Wahab defeated AIPAC-backed Hernandez in California. Despite AIPAC's significant financial backing, Wahab's victory signals a shift in political dynamics, highlighting the complex landscape of U.S.-Israel relations. On the economic front, first, Ktech reports on concerns about Israel's position in the AI infrastructure wave. Hetz Ventures investor Chen Zvi questions whether Israel can sustain its role in the AI revolution. Separately, Walla Business brings attention to warnings from a former Goldman Sachs CEO. He predicts a potential crash in the markets due to an AI bubble and fluctuating oil prices. This cautionary perspective urges investors to remain vigilant. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports Bank Leumi is suing Meta for $9 million. The bank accuses Meta of allowing fraudulent ads, leading to significant financial losses for its customers. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.